With 2022, the sports year in review, I'm Greg Ray. Emporia hosted the PDGA World Championships in early September. Paul McBeth won his sixth world title in the men's open division. He finished 46 under par, beating Aaron Gossage in a one-hole playoff.
It feels great, especially if you saw how the World Championship went down last year. You'd know why it feels so good this year.
Kristen Tatar won her first world title in the women's open division, finishing 38 under par, defeating Hannah Blumross by 8 strokes.
It feels amazing. This is something that I've been working towards to earn this title, and to finally get it, it feels amazing, a dream come true, for sure.
The Kansas City Royals made some big changes in September and October. In September, they fired general manager Dayton Moore and replaced him with J.J. Piccolo. Owner John Sherman said it was time for a change.
I think the bottom line here is that it's time for change, and Dayton actually agrees with that. There's a very, you know, this has been a difficult decision. This job, from my perspective, is all about evaluating, selecting, and developing talent and getting the most out of that talent.
At the end of the season, manager Mike Matheny was also fired. GM J.J. Piccolo said they did not meet expectations.
When you look at our record at the end of the season, you know, something went wrong. You know, we should have won more games than we did. There are a lot of factors that go into that. There's, you know, myself, our front office, you know, we're all accountable for that. But we expected to be a little bit further along than we were.
In November, Matt Quattaro was named the next Royals manager.
It is a culmination of the process, but it's also just the beginning of our partnership together and what we expect to be great things going forward.
In October, four people with ties to Emporia were inducted into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Clint Bowyer became the first race car driver to be inducted.
It's neat to look back sometimes and things that you accomplished and where you came from. You know, Kansas has always been very important to me. It's been a good ride, and it all started in Kansas. You know, it's a pretty neat story, unique story.
Former Opie High School girls basketball coach Jesse Nelson.
It's a really special deal. You know, I always think that there were a lot of people that helped me get there. I had three great assistant coaches over the 44 years, and I had super kids. And so, you know, this really belongs to a lot. And I, like all coaching awards, I feel like that those awards belong to the kids, really.
Two former Emporia State Lady Hornet basketball players were inducted. Emily Bloss Carpenter was one of them.
This brought me back to go through all my old newspaper clippings, and I found all these letters from my high school coach, Coach Evil, and he's here tonight, and I just, you never realize how much coaches pour into their time and their hearts into these athletes, and it's nice to reflect and be able to say thank you.
Tara Holloway Churchill was also inducted.
It's really cool because there's a lot of very famous people that are being inducted, so it's an honor, it's huge, and you know, it just makes me feel like my hard work and dedication that I had to put into basketball through all these years is, you know, I don't want to say paid off, but it's being shown or represented.
Former KU men's basketball coach Roy Williams was also part of the induction class. The Emporia High girls tennis team had three players play in the 5A state tournament. Freshman Kelly Keough played singles.
My preparation has just been trying to be consistent and keeping a positive mindset.
I'm going to try to make it to be the guy and play tennis.
Freshman Peyton Chanley and junior Ashlyn Forker played doubles. Chanley said they learned more about each other during their preparation leading up to state.
We've really worked on our communication because that's one of the most valuable things, I think, as a doubles team that you could have.
Forker said she was going to treat state like a normal tournament.
I think I know that it's a lot more difficult, but I like to tell myself it's just another tournament, just to try my hardest.
Emporia High freshman Callie Keough would medal in her first trip to state. She finished in eighth place. She would finish with a 2-3 record at state. For the season, she was 25-11. Emporia High would finish in a tie for 12th place as a team. The doubles team of Chanley and Foraker went 0-2 at state. A historic season ended on a grand note for the Emporia High girls golf team. The Spartans finished second at state with a two-day score of 675, finishing behind state champion Cape of Mount Carmel. Coach Rick Eckert said it was unexpected.
The way that they stepped up, I mean, Avery and Olivia did what they needed to. Elise was humongous, and Ella did enough to help us get through. And, I mean, again, all four of them all year together are what got us to this point.
Individually, senior Avery Eckert finished in a tie for fourth place.
I thought I played really well. I was actually not that nervous going into the first day. I was just happy to be there, and then I just played golf, and I was hitting fairways, I was hitting greens, I was making putts, and then yesterday I mean, it was two strokes worse, but I still thought I was playing well.
Senior Olivia Eckert finished in eighth place.
I think that I was doing pretty well. I was able to lower my score each round, which I was very happy with. I was able to pull some shots where I needed to, so that really helped and make some putts.
Freshman Elise Eckert finished in a tie for 14th place, while junior Ella Fessler finished the two-day tournament with a 192, while freshman Peyton Owens finished with a 222. The Spartans also finished first at the Centennial League Tournament, their first ever league championship. They had the top three finishers, led by senior Avery Eckert, who won her second individual league championship. Senior Olivia Eckert finished second, and freshman Elise Eckert finished in third. The third time was a charm for the Lebo volleyball team, as they won the Class 1A Division II state tournament. After back-to-back runner-up finishes, the Lady Wolves finally got to raise a state championship trophy, as Lebo defeated Hanover in three sets to win the program's first ever state championship. Senior Brooklyn Jones had the kill that gave the Wolves the victory.
I told my sister that she had the semi. I was so excited. I couldn't be happier right now.
The Wolves finished their season 44-1, completed the season on a 41-match winning streak. Opie also qualified for state. Unfortunately, they were 0-3 in pool play. Emporia High's volleyball team was defeated in sub-state championship play by Bishop Carroll. They finished their season with a 28-11 record. Four area cross-country teams placed at their respective state meets. Emporia High girls finished in eighth place at the 5A state championship. Individually, for the Lady Spartans, they were led by senior Elizabeth Willide, who finished 31st. Sophomore Allison Curtis was 35th, and senior Marin True finished 47th, while senior Micah Sheffy Harris finished 57th. Sophomore Dagan True was the lone Spartan to qualify for state on the boys' side. He finished in 10th place. At the 1A state meet, the Lebo girls placed 10th. They were led by Kenna Spears, 18th place finish. The Hartford boys finished 7th. Cleveland Cody was the top finisher. He finished 35th. Individually at the 1A state meet on the girls' side, Opie's Lillian Skolsky finished 4th, and Madison's Lily Hudson finished 27th. On the boys' side, Lebo's Caleb Durst finished 5th. Opie's Caleb Arnold finished 8th. At the 2A state meet, Northern Heights boys finished 11th. They were led by Cooper Hamlin, who finished 21st. Linden's Braden Marcotte was 8th, while teammate Xander Seth was 36th. At the 3A meet, Osage City girls finished 7th. They were led by Emery Spies, who finished 8th. Council Grove's Jordan Picolette finished 14th. On the boys' side, Council Grove's Lakota Downs finished 12th. It was a rough first 22 minutes for the Emporia High boys soccer team in their regional final against Andover. The Spartans allowed three goals, one of which was a penalty kick, as Emporia High was upset 3-0. Coach Victor Arbar said the Spartans had their opportunities early, but just couldn't get one in the back of the net.
I thought we made very crucial mistakes, and you know, you would like to think that Andover made those mistakes happen. They're very uncharacteristic mistakes that we haven't done all year.
Spartans finished their season with a 15-3 record. Coach Victor Arbar was named the Centennial League Coach of the Year. 12 members of the Emporia High boys soccer team received league honors. Five were first-team selections: Diego Reyes, Jeffrey Linares, Rudy Vidola, Alex Moistman, and Gio Garcilosa. There were several coaching changes made in November and December. Emporia High softball coach Aaron Hammond resigned in November. He was replaced by Annie Rockley in December. And Emporia State volleyball coach Bing Zhu resigned at the end of the season. A search is underway for a replacement. With 2022, the sports year in review, I'm Greg Ray.